You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It's the 1st of December and it is the Britpop Show, so it's my excuse to play this song, which is nothing to do with Britpop, but is possibly the best Christmas song ever. It's December and Christmas will soon be upon us, but don't worry, that is not the theme. The theme tonight is original band names, and you've got the time it takes Spacehog to sing Mungo City to work out which band was originally called on a Friday, because that's the day on which they practiced at school when they first got together. Who was on a Friday?
Just a stream of gossamer and kissing with tongues.
Bit of Space Hog, and I may be the only one who was singing along to that, but I don't care. What a band, what a tune. Right, I left you with a question, and that is today's theme, which is what were the original names of these bands that I'm telling you about? So the original name of On a Friday, that band became Radiohead out of Oxfordshire, Abingdon, Oxfordshire in 1985, and they used to rehearse in their school on a Friday. It's quite a nice start to the weekend. Not the best name, and the record label told them to change it. Now, I went to see Radiohead last week, and they are the most frustrating band ever. They played a few of their hits, but there's so many they didn't play. They didn't play Black Star, they didn't play High and Dry. I mean, how can you not play High and Dry, or Creep, or Karma Police, or even this one?
Yeah.
See, why couldn't they have played that? That would have been amazing. They didn't, of course. Right, back to the theme. This one, you've got to remember, not all of these are going to be Britpop based. This next one, Tony Flo and the Majestic Masters of Mayhem. You've got to work out what band they were, and also a band called The Rain. What did The Rain become? You've got until the time it takes me to play Dodgy to think about those ones. And the reason I'm playing Dodgy is because they are going on tour. They're going on tour in April next year because they have a new album coming out called Hello Beautiful, written about me. So Thursday, the 30th of April, they're going to the Adrian Flux Waterfront in Norwich. Then they go Grimsby, Buckley, Leek, Aberdeen, Inverness, Glasgow, all the way from Glasgow down to Tunbridge Wells and Brighton. So just remind yourselves, before you have some brand new Dodgy, what the old stuff was like.
Jack, you've been spreading wrong for so long now, I'm so tired. The only thing you can go and do is get yourself fired. And with your paycheck, just like the last one, when tonight's through, it'll be gone, so will I. Been a long life, my mind is nearly through. I've had a lot of time to think, now I must speak to you. Tell me, am I dreaming as I look around? Can't afford a decent life for those with their feet on the ground. I feel it's my duty to try and pass it on. This wisdom I acquired, I understand the nature of life. As well as any soul left living, as well as any man still alive. You said there's an answer in 100 years or two. Came in a dream one night, wisdom only comes to a few. This has been a long life, my mind is nearly through.
Now, I told you they weren't all Britpop, so Tony Flo and the Majestic Masters of Mayhem was, of course, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, although they couldn't spell chili either. And then Rain became, you know who they became. They were probably Rain when they wrote this song.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Seen your face round since I was a kid. You're bringing back those memories of the things that we did. You're hanging round and climbing trees pretending to fly. Do you want to be a spaceman and live in the sky? Got how many bills to pay and how many kids, and you forgot about the things that we did. The town where we're living has made you a man, and all of your dreams are washed away in the sand. Well, it's all right, it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? Well, sit down here and we shall see. We can talk and find common ground, and we can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in this town. It's funny how your dreams change as you're growing old. You don't want to be no spaceman, you just want the gold. Dream stealers are lying in wait, but if you want to be a spaceman, it's still not too late. Well, it's all right, and it's all right. Who are you and me to say what's wrong and what's right? Do you still feel like me? Well, sit down here and we shall see. We can talk about common ground, and we can just forget about feeling down. We can just forget about life in
Do You Want to Be a Spaceman by Oasis, or The Rain, as they used to be called. Right, your next two guesses. Composition of Sound. What band started off with Composition of Sound as their name? And the second guess is Seymour. What band started off with Seymour? And I'm going to leave you with a bit of Manson to think about that, because Manson are about to go on tour.
Dress is stolen.
fans of Manson rejoice, because Manson, Paul Draper in fact, is going on tour. He presents Manson the Hits with his full electric band, and he starts in Manchester at the O2 Ritz on Wednesday the 18th of March. Then on the 19th of March he does Leeds, then he does Glasgow, Birmingham on the 21st of March, Portsmouth on the 25th of March, Bristol 26th of March, London 27th of March, that's Electric Brixton, and the 28th of March, Nottingham Rescue Rooms. And before that, I asked you about two bands, the two band names. And the first band name was, let me just find it, the first band name was Composition of Sound. And that was, of course, Depeche Mode, back in Basildon, Essex, in 1977. And the other band was a little-known band called Seymour. Now, Seymour were, of course, Blur. And if you want, essentially, they were named after some rubbish book. And the Andy Ross, who was the boss of Foo Records, he didn't like it, and he preferred them to have a monosyllabic name, like much like a lot of the shoegaze bands were at the time, like Ride, Lush, Curve, Loop, and of course Blur.
Hits from the 1990s. We'll be right back.
And fans of the band that were once called Seymour will know, because they've just received an email within the last half an hour, that there is 25% off a wide range of items on the official Blur store for a limited time only. Offer ends 8th of December. So this is like a post-Black Friday kind of sale. I like the way they're doing it. I like their style. Now, before I move on to the next couple of songs, I'm going to throw out a few more band names that you can guess what they became. Parva, what did they become? Warsaw, what did they become? And Pilot, what did they become? And while you think about that, we're going to celebrate the fact that there's a double header at the end of January. I know that's after Christmas and we haven't even had Christmas yet, but at the end of January, we have a double header Britpop brand new album release, because Cast are releasing their album Yeah Yeah Yeah, and Cooler Shaker are releasing their album Worm Slayer, both on 30th of January. It's not quite Blur against Oasis head to head, but it's a head to head nonetheless.
Yeah. bring you back to the 90s.
Decent back-to-back headers, aren't they? So for the end of January, looking forward to that. In the meantime, I gave you three bands. Parva, did you guess the Kaiser Chiefs? Warsaw, I didn't know this one. Joy Division were originally called Warsaw. And then Pilot, the Editors became... Pilot turned into the Editors. Next one, The Hype. Who were originally called The Hype? In the meantime, though, I'm going to give you some Gomez and let you know about some dates. So get your pens ready if you're a big Gomez fan, because they're coming to our shores.
Hits from the 1990s.
Okay. somebody to show me.
Era un amigo también. Un amigo también. Feliz de los sábados. Mañana. Quizás soy otro Sean Connery. O Steve. Yo soy otro Sean Connery.
Ben Otwell and Ian Bell, they did it out in Australia with Buddy, and they've brought it to these shores. You decide the set list, UK Tour 2026, and they're starting on the 15th of February in Exeter, Phoenix. And then they go Southampton, Bristol, Manchester, Glasgow, Dundee, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Sheffield, Nottingham, and they end on the 1st of March in London, Islington Assembly Hall. I know that feels a long way away, March, but it will be here very soon, and that's a pretty decent Christmas present. And if you don't fancy that, then you could always go and see Embrace. Well, in fact, it's an evening with Danny McNamara talking about his 30 years of Embrace. He's going everywhere. He starts on the 9th of September 26 in Swindon, and he goes Stamford, Kidderminster. There's just too many to talk about. And he goes all over the place. Stourbridge, Alverston, Barnstable, Harpenden, Swansea, Worcester, Runcorn, Peterborough, just absolutely loads, ending on the 8th of May 2027, believe it or not. Yep, all that way away. So if you fancy a bit of Embrace, go with him and all of those tours that he's, all those dates that he's doing. Now, I told you about a band, the original name, they were the Hype. That was, of course, U2. I'm going to play you a bit of Embrace and then just run through some more, because there's some crazy ones on this list and I don't want you to miss out. But before I do, like I say, Danny McNamara on tour, the Embrace.
I can't help. And then I looked up at the sun and saw the sky and the way that gravity pulls on you and I, on you and I.
We had a message in from Davo who says that, hang on a sec, I just jumped straight into a song that I didn't mean to. Let's just pause that one a second. So I had a message from Davo who said Warsaw became Joy Division. He correctly identified that. Now, running through this list, Pearl Jam originally were called Mookie Blaylock. Apparently, that's an NBA basketball player, but he threatened legal action, and so they changed their name. The Beatles, obviously, originally were called the Quarrymen. Now, Block Party, what were they originally called? Superheroes of BMX. I can't decide if I love that or hate it. The Cure were originally called Malice. Did you know that? In the 1970s. Now, Coldplay, this is crazy. Coldplay in 1996 were originally playing under the name Pectorals with a Z at the end. Then Guy Berryman joined and they started playing bands under the name, gigs under the name Starfish. And then when the new drummer joined, they changed their name to Coldplay. And then what happened to them? Pink Floyd were originally the T-Set. Nirvana, this can't be right. This must be made up. Nirvana, Pen Cap Chew. Why would you call... Why, that's just wrong. Biffy Clyro were originally called Screwfish. And that's really it. That's on this... I got it from a Radio X article. It's a pretty decent article, and I've stolen it to use this show. But as you probably heard me just about start playing, there's a little bit of Long Pigs to end the show. And why? Well, we don't need an excuse to play Long Pigs, do we? Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Yeah.
Stop playing.